Provençal Landscape by Paul Camille Guigou. Paul Guigou was the youngest child of a Marseille tradesman. He studied law in Apt, but pursued his growing vocation as a painter by attending drawing classes at the town's college. He exhibited for the first time in 1854 with a local group, the Société Artistique des Bouches-du-Rhône. Guigou settled in Marseille in 1857, painting scenes from life out of doors with his fellow artist Adolphe Monticelli. He was a friend of Dr. Paul Gachet, who was later immortalized in portraits by Van Gogh, and sought advice on painting from his mentor, Émile Loubon. He abandoned his career as a lawyer in 1861 and moved to Paris, where the critic Théodore Duret introduced to him the pre-impressionist group of artists frequenting the Café Gerbois. He may well have encountered the young Cézanne here. Cézanne was a fellow southerner exiled in Paris, and Guigou's junior by 5 years, although their meeting is not recorded. Guigou divided his time between the Midi and the Paris region. He painted in the forest around Barbizon and Chailly-en-Bière, as well as on banks of the Durance around the town of Martigues, on the Plaine de la Croix around the Étang de Berre, and on the bay around Marseille. His works featured annually at the Paris Salon, and he also took part in provincial exhibitions. When he died in 1871, none of his works had been bought by museums or the state. Paul Guigou was one of a second generation of painters following in the footsteps of Émile Loubon, who brought a new dimension to the southern French landscape. His predecessors focused on picturesque details of rustic life peopled with shepherds and herds of goats, but Guigou devoted himself to rendering the region's blinding light and harsh, arid, inhuman character. He painted seemingly unremarkable locations, expanses of wasteland, the dry, white, stony bed of the river Durance, the flat, rocky expanse of the Caux. Guigou's small-scale paintings, executed on wooden panels, were ideally suited to working out of doors. They are characterized by a rich impasto that seems to trap the prevailing light, and by a skillful evocation of atmospheric perspective, with broken linear motifs, leading the eye through successive transitions from foreground details to the furthest horizons. The present painting features small groups of figures positioned at intervals, accompanying the viewer's gaze from the banks of the River Arc, near the village of Les Milles, to the distant Saint-Victoire mountain, across a massive bridge, painted like a rock in the landscape, and along a narrow track threading between three strikingly slender trees, a superb demonstration of Guigou's remarkable ability to combine the near and far in a single cohesive composition.